Yeah, look, I suppose this has been something that has been talked about now for many years. I don't think it's new to anybody. Everybody is aware now of the new auto enrollment pension, which will kick into being from this week, the first week of January. It'll mean a more sustainable future for, people and their families, in that they won't be solely relying on the statutory pension. In essence, for every €3 an employee contributes, their employer will contribute another €3, and the state will top that up by another €1, which means that €7 will be invested for every €3 saved by the employee. And I suppose it creates a powerful mechanism to grow a retirement fund. I suppose where there is a concern in relation to this, and there is no doubt that this is a transformational policy, but where there is concern around this is the employer. We know how tough business is, and the cost of doing business is extremely high right now, in particular among the SME sector, and this will be another added cost to the employer. So we have to bear that in mind, and I'm sure that will be kept under review, because for every €3 saved, the employer will be required to top up the employee's pension by €3.
Yeah, and what's your potential? Is there a potential solution to that, or is it just a fact that maybe some employers maybe won't be able to bear that brunt?
Yeah, look, certainly some businesses have contacted me over the last number of months on it. I know government is aware of those concerns by the many business groups and through our local TDs. I suppose it's something that we don't have to keep under review. It is quite a policy change in terms of auto-enrollment. And effectively, the aim is to ensure that most workers will automatically start saving for their retirement and their future. So the system will automatically include workers earning over €20,000 per year, age between 23 and 60, as well as those already part of a pension scheme. So effectively everybody earning over €20,000 and over 23. So it's a very welcome policy, but my concern still remains in that we may have to put in place something going forward to support the businesses with this.